Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Aleph in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I'm zochet to learn this with you once again from the Cheder Nazir, looking over the Kosel HaMaravi. Now back, Bezras Hashem, to a regular routine. Our daf is going to discuss the nature of the blasts of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the different mekoros of how we learn out many of the halachos in regards to the blasts themselves, and that's going to continue through Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph onto Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara then on Amid Beis will discuss the relationship between the brachos and the tkios, the berchas hamitzvah and the tkios. The Gemara will then return to the halachos of one person being motzi another in regards to the brachos. So let's Beis Hashem pick up two lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, minayin shepshuta lefaneh. And how do we know that the requirement of shofar is that you have a long blast in front of it? Tam alom, the pasuk says, "Vavarta shofar trua." Torah says that you shall extend one shofar blast, which would seem to indicate to extend one blast before it. Uminayin shepshuta lacharei. And how do we know that there is a blast afterwards as well? Tam alom, the pasuk says, "Taviru shofar ve'en liela biyovel." But these psukim vavarter shofar trua are written in Parshas Bahar in regards to the blast of shofar on Yovel. But per Rosh Hashanah minayin, how do we know in regards to Rosh Hashanah? Tam alom bechodesh hashvi. Shein tam alom bechodesh hashvi. Ma tam alom bechodesh hashvi. Why does it need to repeat that it took place in the seventh month, as we darshened in yesterday's Gemara? Shehu called truas at the end of yesterday's daf on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Beis. Shehu called trua. Or truos hachodesh hashvi zekazet, that each one should be the same. In other words, just like there's a requirement of a blast beforehand, a long blast, a tkiya before the trua, so too you have it on Rosh Hashanah, just like you have it on Yovel, and that applies both before and after. Uminayin l'shalosh shel shalosh shalosh. We learned in yesterday's Mishnah, Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, that the halacha is that you need to say the psukim of Zichronos, Malchios, and Shofros. And corresponding to that, you have three blasts corresponding to each one of those categories. How do we know that? Tam alomar vavarta shofar trua shabason. Zichron trua, yom trua yelachem. And what's the source that we could learn one out from the other? How do we know that we could learn from the time of Yovel, the halachos, the above halachos that we've learned, and apply it to Rosh Hashanah? Tam alomar shvi. Shvi ligzera shava. There, it says shvi for a Gzeirah Shavah. What is the Gzeirah Shavah? It says in regards to Rosh Hashanah, Bechodesh Hashvi. It says by Yovel, Bechodesh Hashvi. It means to equate the halachos of the blasts together, to say that both of them have the same halachos. And what will come out from that limud is it's considered as if it says trua three times in each one of the parshas. We mentioned that it says shofar trua, Shabboson Zichron Trua, Yom Trua Liachem, that's going to teach us the three times by each one of the parshios. Haketzad, and that comes to tell us, Shalosh Shehein Teisha, that just like when it comes to Yovel, there are three truas, which are Sachakol nine tkios of tkia, trua, tkia, for each one of the Siddurim. Just like you have that mentioned by Yovel, you're going to have that as well for Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to analyze the next part of the Braisa. Period. We learned yesterday, Shiur Tkia Kitrua. So you put a big period here, eight lines from the top of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. The Shiur of a Tkia is the length of a Trua. How long is a Trua? So now we're going to follow the opinion of the Braisa that we had mentioned yesterday. Shiur Tkia is a Trua, the Torah's word of Trua. What is a Trua? Shiur Trua Kishlosha Shivarim. It's the sound of three shvarim. Rashi told us in yesterday's daf, this is the opinion of Rashi, Mir Tashem, today from the halacha, from the daily daf, we will do for daf lam and gimel lam and dalet, halacha lamaisa, the different lengths of the shvarim and the tkiya. According to position of Rashi, the Baal Tosfos disagree, but we're going to go with Rashi right now. This is not la halacha. We emphasize a lot, Beis Hashem, the halacha. This is not the halacha. According to the position of Rashi, a shvarim is between the length of the smallest sound, which is called, in the parlance, in the language of the Gemara, as Yunuke Yonik, excuse me, Yulule Yalil, which is the shortest cry. That's the smallest sound, the shortest sound, Yulule Yalil. And the longest sound, halachic sound, is a tzkiah, which is the length of three Yulule Yalils, three of the shortest sound. And a shever is the break of that larger sound, which is in between the length of three short sounds and one short sound. So what we would call the length of two short sounds, according to position of Rashi. So again, shir tkiya kitrua, shir trua kishlosha shivarm, and a trua is three shivarm. Now we put another period over here. That was how that braisa concluded, and now we begin a new analysis. Haitana meikara maisila behekish. Originally, we learned out the source that you have a tkiya lefanel ula achareha from a hekish from Yovel. And that was that Rashi points out in Dibur HaMaskil V'Tana, the Ein Talmud Lomer b'Chodesh HaShvi Ela Hakish Kol Truas Shel Chodesh HaShvi Yishu Shavos. That was how the Braisa had originally learned. V'Hashta Maisi Lo B'Gzera Shava. And now you learn it from a Gzera Shava. And now we're learning it as a Gzera Shava of Shvi Shvi. V'Hashta Maisi Lo B'Gzera Shava. And now you're learning the source as a Gzera Shava. So why is it that we learn the halacha of Shalosh Truas from Gzera Shava if we could have also learned it out from the Hekish? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, this is what we're coming to tell us. Ilav Gzera Shava, if not for the Gzera Shava, have a Mesin Elav Behekish. You could have learned it with a Hekish. Hashta Da'asi Gzera Shava, Keshel Otsarach. That this Braisa is rejecting in its Maskana the need for the Hekish, now that you have a Gzera Shava. And once you have the Gzera Shava, so then in such a case, everything could be learned from the Gzera Shava between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah to tell us the halachos in regards to three truos, as well as the nature of the blast that you had supposed to have, one, a blast lefaneha, as well as a blast achareha, period. V'hai tana ma'islam Gzera Shava mi-midbar. And there's another tana that learns out the halachos of shofar and the nature of the blast from Gzera Shava of the Midbar. It says in Parshas Bahaloscha that when Bnei Yisrael moved, they blew the shofar. As the Gemara quotes, Skatim Trua, this is said in Parshas Bahaloscha in regards to the encampments and the movement of Klal Yisrael. Tkiya Bifnei Atzma. So first you have a Tkiya, Uskatim. And then you have Trua, Utrua Bifnei Atzma. Analyzes the Tana. Ata omer tkiya b'fnei atzma usru b'fnei atzma o eino elo tkiya usrua achas hi. Maybe the tkiya and the trua is one. Kishu oimer uvahakil es hakol tisko v'lo sariyu. Since the Torah then goes on and says, and when you gather in the people, then you make a tkiya. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make an announcement. So then in such a case, Klal Yisrael knew that because it was a tkiya without a trua. Of course, the trua is some type of shorter blast. The tkiya, the longer blast, in other words, a shorter sounding blast, either a shvarim, or what we colloquially call a trua. So now we see that the tkiya and trua are separate. Havei omer, tkiya bifnei atzma, trua bifnei atzma. The tkiya is looked at by itself, and the trua by itself. So from here we see that there is a distinction between the tkiya and the trua. Uminayin continues the Gemara, Shepshuta Lefana, and how do we know that the blast beforehand is necessary before the Trua? Tamalomer Skatem Trua. It says Tkiya before Trua. Uminayin Shepshuta Lacharea. Tamalomer, the Pasuk also says, again, all by the halachos of the encampments and the movements of Klal Yisrael, Tamalomer Trua Yisko, period. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, Omer, Eina Tzarech, he says that that's not necessary. Hare Omer, Uskatem Trua. Shenis. It says that you're going to make the tzki and the trua a second time. She'ein tamad lomer shenis. It doesn't need to say shenis. What is it coming to teach when it says shenis? Uma tamad lomer shenis. Ze bona'av. She'kol makom shenemar trua. Anytime it says trua, tehei tzkiya shnia la. That the second tzkiya should go after it. In other words, that you need a tzkiya afterwards. Period. Now we transpose that halach in the midbar to Rosh Hashanah. Ain li ela b'midbar, that only applies to midbar b'Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do we know that applies to Rosh Hashanah? Tamalomar trua trua l'gzera shava. Because it says trua trua for gzera shava. V'shalosh truas nemru b'Rosh Hashanah. And there are three truas that are said by Rosh Hashanah. Shabbason zichron trua, number one. Yom trua yelechem is number two. V'avarta shofar trua. U'shtei tkiyos l'kol achas v'achas. And then you have two tkiyos on either side of them. Matzinu l'meidim. What emerges therefore is shalosh truas v'sheish tkiyos nemru b'Rosh Hashanah. So what we have is three truas and six tkiyos. Shtayim midivrei Torah. Two of them are minat Torah that we learn. Rashi explains gzera shava of trua trua, but the third pasuk yom trua yelachem l'talmud ayuba is not coming to teach us how many blasts. The third time trua is mentioned by Rosh Hashanah is coming to tell us a halacha, and that is the gzera shava. The gzera shava of trua trua is learned out from that pasuk of yom trua yelachem to tell us to equate Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. So what is the third source? Va'achas midivrei sofrim, and one is midrabbana. And that's what the Gemara spells out. Shabboson zichron trua v'avarta kol v'avarta shofar trua. That's midivrei Torah. Yom trua yelachem l'talmud ahuba. That's coming to teach us the gzeres shava. And therefore, the third source is midrabbana.